for this entire season, ito yung kumbaga meat Coach Jess, ito yung laman ng entire season. Kasi sa episodes 3 and 4, so yung episode tonight at yung episode next Sunday, would be all about the top presidential candidates. Yes, yung top 6 presidential candidates. So if I'm not mistaken, merong 10 ba or 11 na total tumatakbo, pero we'll only discuss yung 6 of that, no? At ngayong gabi, pag-usapan natin yung si Senator Pacquiao, Senator Ping, at si Caliodi. Yan. Coach Jess, they've watched a lot of interviews and debates na makakatulong sa kanilang pag-decide. Pero bakit meron pa tayong ganito? Eh, marami naman ang resources. So mga kawintuhan, ang approach natin dito would be more narrative and personal rather than political. Alright? O ulitin natin. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Ibig sabihin, hindi ito extensive. Ayan. Ang gagawin natin sa gabing ito, hindi extensive exposition ng political platforms at ng socio-political stances ng mga kandidato na to. Hindi ganun. Ang gagawin natin ay simply guide. Okay? Mga kawintuhan, parang guide to humanize the candidates at ma-present sila kundi less as political figures na battling, na parang pinagsasabong sila for the spot, kundi more of as humans, more of as characters na pwede mong makarelate with, pwede kang mag-resonate with. Okay, kasi sobrang inflammatory, Coach Jess, ng nagiging... I mean, politics can be very inflammatory, di ba? Mag-aaway-aaway tayo. Very. So, what we'll do here is present them in a more humanized way. In a more, kumbaga, character-centered way. I mean, of course, dadaanan natin yung political platforms nila, dadaanan natin yung anong ina-accuse sa kanila ng mga tao. Pero it's basically... Wait, ang lapit ko lang to. And it's basically, what values do they believe in? What characters and attitudes do they identify with? And from there, tatanungin natin, how will all of those benefit in their presidency kung sakaling manalo sila? Ayan! Okay? So, for tonight, titignan natin si Senator Manny Pacquiao. Pakita natin. Ay, mali. Si Senator Manny Pacquiao. Si Senator pangatlong Senator Pan Pacquiao ko na. Senator Ping Lacson. Ano pa kita ko kasi eh. At si Caliodi De Guzman, no? Sa candidates na tong lahat, si Caliodi De Guzman lang ang hindi politician or hindi public servant. Pero he's been labor leader and activist for most of his life. Alright, so again, ulitin lang natin na hindi ito extensive, hindi ito, alam mo yun, hindi ito like politically correct, if you would call it that. This is simply a guide, a loose guide kung papaano natin pwedeng tingnan sila as humans. Kasi again, that's the namesake of the podcast, Stories ETC. Lagi tayong nakafocus sa kwento, sa subjective experiences, and how those stories and experiences would relate to the bigger issues at hand. Okay. So, dahil nga pala mga kakwentuhan, so nilagay lang namin dyan si Dem para ano, iniwan namin siya ng upuan dyan, so para hindi siya left out. Pero yun mga kakwentuhan, ang mangyayari sa conversation na to, dahil si Coach Jess ay Dutch bred at hindi siya masyadong aware sa socio-political contexts natin, parang he'll take on the perspective ng parang undecided neutral. Voter. Neutral. Ganyan. So, magba-back and forth yung tanungan namin.
Siguro maganda pag may konting context, no?
Yeah, so, go ahead.
For all our listeners there, hindi ako registered. I'm not a registered voter as of this moment. And it's not to say na wala akong pakialam, because I do. It just so happened kasi napiyok tuloy. Kaya, naka-record pa to. Anyway, It just so happened kasi during the registration period, I was not here in the Philippines. I was in Netherlands for medical and family related reasons. So, hindi naman sa wala talaga akong pakialam. I know for some, it's a big deal na ay Pinoy ka. Pinoy din ako. Just
so you know.
Just to put it out there. Just so you know, I'm Dutch bred, but I am a Filipino citizen. Technically dual, anyway, who cares? Yeah. It's not to say, I know for some it's a big deal na Pinoy pero hindi voter. Ah, wala kang pakialam sa mga ito.
gets.
I'm heartless na. No, that's not it. That's not it. It just so happened talaga na wala ako dito nung time yun. So, konting context lang. Siguro I've become a bit defensive. Hindi naman. But I just want to put it out there na hindi talaga ako, as of this moment, registered.
Mm-mm.
But that doesn't mean to say that I'm not heartless. That's not the word I'm looking for.
Like a different word. Indifferent?
Indifferent, yes.
That's or apolitical, yeah.
Apolitical. It's not that I'm indifferent or apolitical. It just... Mali ang timing eh. Wala ako dito nung time na yun eh.
Okay.
So yeah, yun lang.
Okay, so that's just the reason.
So basically, for me, I mean, from where we are at right now, I'm on the neutral side.
Okay.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here to listen to siguro the stories, their stories, to ask questions if I think of any, and to take as of this moment the neutral side. Because this podcast. To go back to a few disclaimers, this podcast, we're not here to tell you why you shouldn't vote for this guy or that guy or for this person, that person, or for him or for her. We're not here to endorse a specific candidate and parang to throw dirt on the others. No, no, no. So we're here to look at it from like Ford said, yung perspective ng kwento nila at how that will benefit their candidacy.
Mm.
So I think it might be a good thing, no, na my neutral side to this.
Yeah.
To this podcast.
Yeah. So yun mga kwentuhan, if you're agreeing, yeah, to what we're saying, or if you don't agree, pwede nyo kaming samahan sa conversation, like samahan nyo anong mga facts na hindi namin nabanggit, ano yung mga stuff na mga nalimutan naming tanong banggitin. So put it in there in the comments at makikita namin
comment
yan.
Comment lang, wag mahiya.
Para conversational din kami sa inyo, di ba? So kapag di kayo magko-comment, I mean, alam mo, hindi naman wala naman yung nasa isip nyo, pero okay. Alright! So mga kakwentuhan, simulan natin kay... Sa nakikita nyo dito, ay, it's here pala. Yan, dyan. Sa nakikita, naka-mirror kasi. Sa nakikita nyo sa title dyan, simulan natin kay Senator Manny Pacman. Kay Senator Manny Pacquiao. And we know Manny Pacquiao all too well, no? Isa siyang Filipino pride. Talagang he put the Philippines on the map. Pwede nating maturing na ganun kasi talagang tinaas niya yung Filipino pride dahil sa kanyang contributions bilang atletang Pinoy. So no doubt sa pagka proudly Filipino ni Senator Manny Pacquiao. Pero ang gagawin natin ngayon is to look at his story and how will that contribute sa kanyang candidacy, no? Childhood and education. Si Pacquiao ay born in 1970. So mabilis lang to guys, ha? Like quick facts lang. Pacquiao ay born in 1978 sa Mindanao, no, Philippines. At alam natin yung kwento na hindi naging madali yung buhay niya, Coach Jess, no? Nasa probinsya. Life was hard. And hindi lang yung normal na, alam mo yun, normal na medyo kulang sa pagkain or like sa pera. Hindi, Pacquiao's life was very, very much poverty-ridden. At yun yung lagi niyang binabanggit, no? Sabi niya, nakakakain lang siya ng pagkain once a day minsan. Minsan natutulog sa kalsada. The family is starving. And then at age 16, mga kwentuhan, Pacquiao needed to
parang find a way.
find a way to make sense of life, no? To yeah, escape yeah. nga eh, to escape the ordeals of life eh. So ang ginawa niya, he found a way na makapag mag-earn ng pera by boxing, in boxing. At ang nangyari, he snuck, pumuslit siya sa isang ferry papasok ng Maynila. At yon, we know that story. It's in a film and it's on a lot of books. Pero yun, the rest is history, as they say. Naging professional boxer siya from there. So mahirap ang buhay niya, talagang growing up, life wasn't easy. Here's the fascinating thing about Coach. Nakuha lang niya yung kanyang high school diploma noong 2007. Ito lang niya nakuha yung kanyang high school diploma. So nag-take siya ng high school equivalency exam, tapos binigyan siya ng DepEd ng high school diploma. So makikita natin doon mga kwentuhan na Pacquiao he didn't even finish his high school. So talagang mahirap ang buhay, and that's something na would inform us ng kanyang values bilang tao at bilang politician. Kasi laking, I mean, he's seen the poverties of life talaga. Bilang senator, so nag-serve siya sa bilang congressman at bilang senator, Coach Jess. Nakapagpasa siya ng marami ng ilang mga batas. Ito yung ilang sa mga example. Napasa niya ang Handbook for OFWs Act of 2018. Ito yung act na nagsasabi sa POEA, yung Department for the OFWs, na mag-publish ng libro to indicating, enumerating yung mga karapatan ng mga OFW so that they're informed whenever they go overseas. Alam nila yung karapatan nila even if they're on a foreign land. So that's one thing na Pacquiao authored himself. In 2019, also mm-hmm. pinasa niya ang National Bible Day. National oh, Bible wow. Day Act. Yeah, so, yun. As we know, mga kakwentuhan, si Pacquiao ay openly Catholic dati, di ba? Talagang nagpe-pray pa siya sa corner and makikita pa yung ano yung kanyang rosary, nagro-rosary pa siya, pero along the way nag-convert siya to evangelical Christian, at simula doon na nakita na natin kung gaano siya ka-involved sa activities ba naman sasabi natin or the culture ng evangelical Christianity. Makikita natin doon. So, naging involved na siya sa maraming Christian groups. So, doon, pwede natin, yun yung pwede nating tingnan na angulo, mga kakwentuhan, kung paano natin titingnan si Pacquiao bilang politician. Kasi sabi nga Coach Jess ng isang author, no one figure in history is unbiased. Anong ibig sabihin nun? One way or another, meron tayong inclination, meron tayong biases. Hindi pwedeng totally neutral ka. And when we look at Senator Manny Pacquiao, makikita natin na ang kanyang biases, ang kanyang inclination ay towards his evangelical Christian values. Diba? Kaya nga, alam natin na a few years ago, talagang he drew ire and flack nung magbigay siya ng inappropriate and negative remarks tungkol sa LGBT community. Talagang nagalit sa kanya yung
a lot of people
may galit sa kanya, no? Kaya ano, paano ba? Titignan natin later yung mga values na yun. So yun yung mga kwentuhan. Titignan lang natin na si Pacquiao, laking hirap, and naging Christian siya. So his values, Coach Jess, sided with evangelical Christian values, di ba? Like, paano ba? Parang classical Christianity? Parang ganyan? No?
Yeah, yeah.
Oo. So yun. Pwede nating ilagay. May nakita kong comment dito, no? Pero basahin natin siya
Maya-maya na.
In relation doon sa
mga next point natin.
Sa mga next point. Pero basically yun, pero yeah, basically yun, mga kwentuhan, ano, si Manny Pacquiao, si Senator Manny Pacquiao, has a very strong Christian values, Coach Jess, masasabi ko. Kasi, yeah, nung, nag-sorry siya doon sa negative remarks niya tungkol sa LGBT, pero hindi niya binago yung stance niya. So, ganun siya ka-uncompromising na, oo, medyo inappropriate yung nasabi ko, pero this is my belief, this is my stance. Ayan. So, Senator Manny Pacquiao is really, ano mo yun, nakakita natin na nagkaroon ng malaking development, Coach Jess. Like, ito yung ina-accuse sa kanya ng mga tao na alam natin yung common track journey ng mga public figures, ng mga celebrity. Like, for example, sumikat ka bilang artista or sumikat ka bilang sa kung saan mang field ka sumikat. Tapos, a few years in your career, biglang magpopolitiko ka. And people are parang paano ba turned off doon sa kaisipan na yon, kasi hindi ka naman talaga politician, na ba't mo pinasok kayong politiko? So yun yung one thing na ina-accuse nila kay Senator Manny Pacquiao. That's one thing. So sabi ng comment, check na natin yan siya. Sabi ng comment natin.
Asahin ko.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sabi ng isang comment, si John Moises Ortega, thank you for interacting with us. Actually, sabi niya, may magagandang plano si Senator Manny. Not all ha, pero there are some that are actually good. But looking at his background, many people will say that he can't do it since he's just ganito or ganyan. In other words, Senator Manny wants only the best for the Filipinos based on his background and platform/experiences as politician. This is just my opinion, hoping na walang manghabol sa akin na.
Yes, no. And one thing that the debates showed us, Coach Jess, is that Senator Manny Pacquiao is really sincere in what he envisions for the country, in what he desires for the country. Kasi hindi lingit sa kaalaman nating lahat na talagang he's been involved in a lot of charitable and humanitarian work sa kanyang hometown. Talagang gumagawa talaga may concrete action at palpable sa mga taong taga doon. So sabi nga niya, for those asking what are my qualifications, sabi to Coach Jess ni Manny, sabi niya, for those asking what are my qualifications, have you ever experienced hunger? Sabi niyang ganyan. Have you ever experienced having nothing to eat, to borrow money from your neighbors, or to wait for leftovers at a food stall? The Manny Pacquiao that is in front of you was molded by poverty. So yun yung, pakita natin na yun yung, dahil laki sa hirap, mga kwentuhan, si Manny Pacquiao, at dahil atleta siya, we can see na yung kanyang mga values are inclined towards having grit and determination, having dedication, Coach Jess, perseverance, self-discipline. Mm-hmm. Di ba yung mga ganon? Kasi, alam mo yun, pag paglaki ka sa hirap, the world is against you. You have to fight the world for you to have a spot, man lang. Kasi hindi ka na nga privileged to begin with it, so you have to fight it. And yun yung that's where Pacquiao sided with, doon sa ganung sense of values.
Basically, what I understand from what he said is from what you just quoted, parang you don't necessarily need a degree to relate with the people or to become their leader and relate with them. The fact na ganun yung pinagdaanan niya, it's already one reason enough. Of course, there are more. People can give a whole list. Pero it's one good enough reason kung bakit pwede siya considered na qualified to become a leader. Senator man yan or candidate for presidency. Is dahil he can relate to not just the upper class siguro, pero also those who are not as privileged as those who are nasa taas.
Mm-hmm. Though, coaches, other people are accusing him na, you know what, Manny, parang you're not cut out for politics. Yun sinasabi ng ibang mga tao. Parang you're better off as a philanthropist rather than a politician. Diba? Kasi since you like to help, maybe, alam mo yun, you're better off as a, paano ba, charitable figure more than a politician. Kasi, people are pointing out their Manny's incompetence as well. Na, madala siyang absent sa Senate hearings as a congressman and senator. Tapos, he does not take to heart yung kanya daw mga work. And, people are also strongly looking at the academic credentials niya. Go ahead.
I was just thinking, it makes sense. The points made by those who give their concerns is valid naman. Kasi, of course, anyone who is in leadership, anyone who looks to a leader, parang they need assurance na those whom we choose, those whom run for office, is someone that we can trust, that we can lean on, I guess. So, understandable yung concerns nila their concerns are understandable as to why they accuse him of certain things. Kasi, maybe, not all, maybe, some have certain fears na baka may mauulit or baka this person will fail us. Maybe they've had experiences in the past na ganun. So, understandable. Yun lang sinasabi ko. It's understandable.
But that's the one good thing about the type of government culture that we have, no? So, in a democratic state, people are allowed to run for public office not because of their qualification. I mean, not because of like a certain like qualification per se. For example, in a monarchic society, kailangan may nasa royal lineage ka for you to be even considered. I mean, hindi ka pwedeng leader kapag ka hindi ka nasa royal lineage or sa isang, let's say, ano tawag mo doon? Aristocracy. Like certain aristocratic group of people lang or sa isang dictatorship, yung mga stuff na ganyan. Sa democracy, as we might have remembered, yung word na demos, yung Greek word na demos, specifically means the common person. So, your qualification for running is simply because you are a human. And that's one good thing, di ba? Na hindi mo pwedeng sabihan si Pacquiao na hindi siya pwedeng ganito or ganyan. The fact na pwede siyang may magawa is, reason enough para i-consider natin siya for public office. Pero again, tulad ng babanggitin natin sa ibang mga candidates later on, hindi lang naman kasi yon. Dapat, alam mo yon, kaya mo rin gawin.
Comment ulit.
Yeah, basahin mga coaches.
So, opinion din ulit ni John Moises Ortega. Did I say it right? Moises, no? Concerning Senator Manny Pacquiao, his past experiences might be the reason to his sincerity to run to win in order to help the people and our country. But the position of president requires much more than past experiences, actually. Sincerity to help the Filipino people is one of the many quality of the president that I think that he should have. Which is, I think, true. My point si Moises, John Moises or JM ba for short.
Ginawan mo ng nickname, ah.
Okay. Kung okay lang sa'yo, John Moises, JM, para mabilis at madali banggitin.
Okay.
But I think my point siya, it's not the only quality that we should look for, but it's a good quality that one should have. Out of the many others na pwedeng tingnan.
Nag-comment din si Ziljan Mendoza Filomeno, isa siyang pinsan ko, si Kuya John. pinsan ko yan. So sabi niya, Ford, anyone can be qualified in any position of politics as long as he or she has no violation in any laws. Senator Manny is qualified. It's just like former President Erap. Oh, JM daw talaga nickname niya. So okay, we're good.
ang galing ko maghula.
Ang galing mo. Pero tama yun, Kuya Jun, no? That's the power in a truly democratic society. Coach Jess, power comes from the people. Mm. Power doesn't come from your royal lineage. Power doesn't come from a certain powerful person giving it to you. In a democratic state, mga kwentuhan, power comes from the demos. Power comes from the common people. It's us, Coach Jess, and me, and lahat kayong nanonood ng mga kwentuhan, na nagbibigay ng power. We give power to elected leaders. Ibig sabihin, anyone can be fit, ayan, to run for the office. And agreeing with Kuya John, Senator Manny Pacquiao is one example na, alam mo yon, hindi mo siya pwedeng i-disqualify just because hindi siya nakatapos ang pag-aaral niya. Just because he doesn't have a degree. That's not the case here, diba? That's not the case. Kasi tulad nga nun, ito yung mga napasa niyang bata. So, ibig sabihin, kaya niyang magpasa, kaya niyang gumawa. Sabi pa ni Manny Pacquiao, Coach Jess, I'm a fighter and I'll always be a fighter inside and outside of the ring. So, ayun, what we're looking at here sa personhood ni Senator Manny Pacquiao is someone with dedication and perseverance and courage and self-discipline. It's really the grit and determination. And lalo pa ngayon na evangelical practicing Christian na siya, madadagdag natin na uncompromising na siya bilang tao, no? Na makikita natin dun sa debates, no? Hindi siya nag-back down when Boy Abunda and Jessica Soho asked him ng kanyang stances. Hindi siya nag-back down. Na sabi niya, this is what I've believed in, this is what where I've always stood, and this is where I'll be standing. Even well
into my parang hindi niya sinugarcoat yung mga sinabi niya.
Hindi, no? Hindi talaga. And that's something good. Pero siguro, Coach Jess, the question ng ating mga kakwentuhan, or siguro ito rin yung naging kong question, parang, hindi ba porke dahil Christian si Senator Manny Pacquiao, automatically na natin siyang i-vote? Ayan.
Not necessarily. It's like saying, just because someone is my blood relative, assuming hindi ko kilala yung tao, pero dahil blood relative ko siya, I'm gonna choose him to be my leader.
Mm.
Just because one is a Christian doesn't necessarily mean the person has the right values or follows biblical principles or morality. Sometimes being a Christian can just be sa pangalan lang eh.
Mm.
It just can be in name.
Mm.
So all I'm saying is just because someone is Christian, assuming hindi mo siya kilala or you haven't looked at the person's platforms or the stances or the principles or beliefs, assuming you don't know all that but you only hear that the person is Christian, that's not good enough reason to consider that person as your personal candidate, because there's more to a human being than their religious identity.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, for me personally, I don't think just because someone is Christian that it's a good enough reason to vote that person.
Right.
I have to get to know that person. I have to get to research what he or she stands for, and to see whether nga totoo ba na Kristiyano nga siya or the person is just Christian by name. Mm-hmm. Kasi madaming ganon. And kaya minsan kailangan natin mag-ingat. Wag basta-basta boboto. Like I forgot the exact words that our guest host from last week told us. But just because the person is a celebrity, porket sikat, it's not a good enough reason to support that person in a political sense.
Just because they're celebrity, pa, di ba?
Just for, parang ganun din sa pagka in the same way sa pagiging Christian ng isang tao.
Mm.
Just because one is Christian doesn't necessarily mean na blindsided magiging supportive tayo sa tao na yun.
That makes sense. Before we go into the concluding point for Senator Manny, basahin ulit natin yung comment ni JM. Ayan. But the problem I see sometimes is that the people become powerless when the people whom they put into power got what they want. It's just like the Filipino people are just becoming followers of the politicians. See the rallies? How many of those rallies were heard by the politicians? Ayan. No? Na, ayos, again. I-leave lang natin comments dyan. Kaya nga, JM, sobrang ine-emphasize natin yung pangangailangan to vote wisely. To really, alam mo yun, take into heart yung ating, paano ba, sacred power, if I may, if you would allow me to say it that way, yung ating sacred power of democracy na, oy, tayo yung nag-uupo nito. Not just because pogi yung kandidato, not just because celebrity, tama Coach Jess, not just because ano, na iboboto na natin sila, hindi ganun. We have to vote wisely, we have to scrutinize the candidates. Kaya nga tayo may ganito na season is for us to even just a bit more scrutinize the candidates. At ang pinapakita natin sa, at ang angulo, yan, ang angle ng atake natin to the candidates sa season na to, sa Source ETC, ay yung kanilang values, where they stand, what's their story. No. At makikita natin kay Manny, kay Senator Manny Pacquiao, na ang kanyang values ay shaped, Coach Jess, ng poverty, shaped by the grit, by the necessity to have grit, by the pangangailangan to succeed in life, because if not, I'll be dead. So yun yung mga values that Senator Manny Pacquiao is holding and coming from, the values shaped by the necessity. I mean, we're not romanticizing poverty here. I mean, it's bad, it should be stopped, it should be solved. So it's a huge, like, complex socio-political problem. Pero my point is,
it definitely is. Yeah.
Senator Manny Pacquiao is coming from that distraught part of society. Kaya, yun yung values niya. Mataas yung kanyang grit, mataas yung kanyang determination and passion. Basahin natin yung other comments muna. Sabi ni Mama, ha, hello, in the same way that we should vote for someone just because he or she comes from the same province as I am. Yun yung problema sa regionalism natin, Coach Jess, eh, no? Dahil porke galing lang sa dito, bansa, o sa ditong lugar, matik vote yan. Eh, ano naman kinalaman nun? Baka dyan lang lumaki. Diba?
True. May kultura, yeah, ako na na-observe din sa Pinas na, not in a bad way, I think it's one of many good things that we can look at when a Filipino, for example, like Manny Pacquiao, does something great. We have also other examples, but no examples come to mind right now. Pero doon ko nakita yung sinasabi ni Tita Grace na we're very supportive. Nationally, we're very supportive of our fellow Filipinos. Pero provincially, minsan ganun din eh.
Mm. Yeah. Sabi ni JM ulit, true, not because a person is Christian means we will fully support that person. We have to think carefully when choosing the right people. But at our time right now, who knows? Maybe not like that. Yes, true. No, I mean, tama lahat ng comments, nakakatawa. Kasi I mean, the point is, in our state right now as voters, hindi lang porke Christian galing sa lugar na to, vote natin siya. Kailangan natin kilatisin. Kumilatis. Ayan. Kumilatis. At, yun, ulitin natin, kanya pa natin sinasabi na, Manny Pacquiao comes from the standpoint of grit and passion and perseverance and determination. At sabi niya, gagawin ko tong lahat para matulungan ang fellow Filipinos natin na naghihirap. At nakakatawa, Coach Jess, kasi makikita natin na sincere talaga siya, sincero siya, authentic ang kanyang genuineness sa pagtulong sa tao. People are just calling out yung kanyang, yun nga, sabi ng iba, incompetence at yung pagiging not caught out for politics. Pero basically yun, that's where he's coming from. Na gusto niyang matulungan yung buhay ng normal na mamamayan tulad ng nangyari sa kanya. So, ang tanong natin dito, Coach Jess, ay how will all of these hold sa kanyang presidency? How will all of these affect?
I think his sincerity, I think that's a good, I guess, contribution to his presidency. Kasi we know that he's not running na basta-basta lang. He's definitely running for money. I mean, Manny Pacquiao, as of this moment, is well off. But he's sincere about his love for the people. His concern for Filipinos in general, but specifically also those who are lesser fortunate than others is real. So I think his greatest determination, that will be his main grit and determination that will contribute to his presidency. He is authentic. He is genuine in helping the poor. Simply because he understands where they come from and because he's been there.
True yan. So yun, mga kwentuhan, no? Senator Manny Pacquiao, the least thing, Coach Jess, that I want to for our kwentuhans to take away from this episode ay yung parang sinabihan natin sila na ito yung mga kandidato, ito si Pacquiao, ganito, si ano, ganyan, si Ping, ganito. Tapos, pili ka lang kayo kung ano gusto nyo. Pero hindi ganyan siya. What we're doing is simply present the candidates in a more narrative light so that you can decide well. Hindi siya necessarily, ano kaya sa akin? Ito na lang. Hindi siya ganon. Kasi hindi, again, tulad ng ina-emphasize natin kanina, we have to vote wisely. You have to vote, ano yun, na very, very coming from an informed standpoint. Hindi yung porke nakita mo lang na, ay, ganda na ito, boto ko nga siya. Hindi siya ganon, di ba? No, ang ginagawa natin, tinutulungan natin, tayong lahat, even myself, lahat tayo rito, na oo nga, no, that makes sense.
Okay? At ulit, hindi to extensive concerning each candidate as that's on... that we'll be discussing today, looking into. Hindi siya extensive. Yung nakita kong contribution niya for his presidency is one out of many. I believe those who are watching, you have your own observations. You have your own, I guess, criticisms concerning each candidate. And comment nyo lang. It will help me learn. It will help Ford, you know, broaden. It will help both of us broaden our perspective. Pero what we're not doing right now is like, ito yung sagot. Ito yung one and only sagot. Hindi siya ganyan. It's not what we're doing is not extensive, but it's something that we would like to discuss. Hindi lang between me and Ford, pero between you, mga kakwentuhan.
Yeah. So yun, in a nutshell, yun si Senator Manny Pacquiao, guys, no? Really coming from a perspective of grit and determination and wanting to help, ayan, the fellow Filipinos. So yeah, that yun si Senator Manny Pacquiao, and it's up to you really to decide. Moving on to our second candidate, Coach Jess, no? Our second candidate is also Senator Ping Lacson, Senator Panfilo Lacson. We'll start off again with his childhood and education. Si Ping ay born sa Imus, Cavite. So Caviteño ito by heart and blood, sabi niya. Noong 1948, mas matanda na pala si Ping, sa isang nagtitinda sa palengke. Yung mama niya ay tindera sa palengke. At sabi niya, yung mama daw niya na nagpalaki sa kanya, that's what taught him discipline. He was simply, tapos for his education, he was simply invited, parang invited, yeah, na mag-take ng PMA test. And he got in. Tapos yung nag-invite sa kanya, hindi nakapasok. Pero siya nakapasok. He graduated in 1971 sa PMA. And then after nito, Coach Jess, at dito na nagsimula yung police career ni Ping Lacson. And he's known as, so after ng PMA niya, pumasok siya, I mean, ito yung isa sa beginning eh, naging part siya ng Philippine Constabulary. Yung parang ano, coaches, predecessor ng Philippine National Police ngayon, di ba? It's called the it's called the Constabulary dati, nung time ni Marcos. So yun, he's been part of the Constabulary and a long time PNP chief. Naging chief general siya ng PNP. He's known dahil si... Tapos after nun, Coach Jess, after ng kanyang police career, he went on to run for politics, to run for Senate. At nanalo siya. Nanalo siya nung, nalimutan ko na, anong taon, basta kung anong taon siya first nanalo. Pero, he authored lots of, he authored and co-authored lots of, laws and acts. Isa doon, mga kwentuhan, sa mga pinaka-important ay yung kanyang Reproductive Health Act of 2011, yung RH Bill, yon na naging controversial din. Siya rin ang nag-author, Coach Jess, ng Anti-Hazing Act of 2018, pati yung Philippine National Identification System noong 2018. Ito yung National ID. So sa mga kwentuhan natin na nakatanggap na kayo ng National ID, yan. Si Senator Ping Lacson ang may author. Ako hindi ko pa natatanggap eh. Hinihintay ko pa lang.
Ko nga din yung akin eh. Pero nag-apply na din ako.
Pero yon kasi isa sa mga... we're going ahead of ourselves here. Pero isa sa mga platform niya sa kanyang presidency ay yung digitization, Coach Jess, ng government services. Dahil military, Coach Jess, ang leaders, ang training, ang discipline ni Ping Lacson, what we're looking into sa kanya bilang leader is of course something that is in line with his character as a military. At makikita natin sa debates, sa interviews, sa kanyang platforms, at while researching for this script, pinapanood ko, coaches, yung vlogs nila, yung vlogs niya sa channel niya at sa ibang mga channels. Nakita ko na ang brand talaga niya ng leadership has a lot to do with discipline and integrity. Diba? It's very military, Coach Jess. It's a very military culture.
Very military.
Na it has a lot to do with disiplina at integridad. Sabi pa nga niya, Coach Jess, sa vlog niya, yung parang like question and answer na ganyan. Hindi siya gumagamit ng wangwang sa kanyang dumadaan siya.
Huli ng tao? Oh, okay.
De, pag dumadaan siya sa kalsada, hindi siya gumagamit ng wangwang kasi hindi raw niya kailangan. Kasi ang ginagawa niya, maagang-maaga pa lang, umaalis na siya. Para hindi na maabutin yung traffic at he's hours before doon sa appointment niya. So that's a very military inclined na ano, na trait. Pero yun, isa yun sa mga, primarily his values, mga kakwentuhan, yung kanyang discipline and prudence, no, sa time. Yes, coaches.
You're no, ano? Just listening.
Okay. Pero yun, mga kakwentuhan. Now, ano yung mga ina-accuse sa kanya? Ayan, ano yung isa sa mga ina-accuse sa kanya? Since military at police ang ano ka sa kanya, ang identification, people have historically identified Ping Lacson with the bad side of police force. Example, coaches, no, nung 1990s, merong isang notorious gang, ang pangalan ay Kuratong Baleleng. So they're a notorious gang na violent, militant. Tapos in an encounter with the police, nagkaroon ng killing ng 11 members of this gang. Tapos nadawi siya dito sa kaso na to. No? So people are kumbaga mentioning that na against sa kanya. So that's one thing. The case, the Kuratong Baleleng case, was eventually dismissed against him. Tapos yung 2010 ulit, nasabit na naman siya sa isang murder case. Ang pangalan ng murder case ay Dacer Corbito. Isa itong si Dacer, ano nga, nalimutan ko na yung name niya eh. Basta si Dacer ay isang publicist, tapos si Corbito ay yung kanyang driver. So nung time na to, bigla na lang nawala silang dalawa and then natagpuan yung bangkay nila sa Indang, Cavite. Nakita ko sa Indang. Tapos, he was accused, Ping Lacson was accused of giving the hit order. He was giving the kill order daw. And then, so it was a huge news noon. He eventually fled the country in 2010 and shortly after, nag-release na ng warrant, ang warrant for him.
Was this before he came senator or after or during?
I think this was during ba? He was senator for nung 2004 pa lang eh. I mean, tumakbo na siya na senator. This was 2010 eh. So hindi ko alam kung like during senator, hindi ko masyadong na-keep track yung kanyang political map. Pero yun, he fled the country in 2010 and shortly warrants were filed against him and even the Interpol, Coach Jess, issued a red notice sa kanya. Pero in 2011, drin up din ng Court of Appeals yung kanyang charges, yung mga charges na to sa kanya. So basically, nothing is officially charged, hindi siya convicted, wala, dropped yung case. Mga bintang lang daw yun sa kanya. So makikita natin, Coach Jess, na from his values and from his accusation sa kanya, ang kanyang talagang siding ay bilang sundalo. 'Di ba? Something may alam mo 'yon. Inacknowledge natin yung mga atrocities, kung masasabi. That's a big word, that's a heavy word. Hindi, yung mga pwede atrocities and mga lapses sa military culture na inacknowledge natin na meron talagang pagdating sa military, medyo ano 'yon, medyo strong culture. Pero naiintindihan natin saan ang gagaling yun. And it's coming from the fact na they are military. And in the military, sabi sa A Few Good Men, yung Tom Cruise movie noong 1990s, di ba? Naalala ko lang eh. they have to do that as the military because if they did not do that, who else will? Parang ganon, di ba? So parang we understand where they're coming from na yeah, it's scary probably for some. It's not pretty, pero it's the military. So yun, binanggit natin yun because we want to drive the point home na Senator Ping Lacson's brand of leadership sides with with his military training, with his military background.
So basically, discipline, discipline, his integrity and prudence.
How do you think, Coach Jess, alam mo yun, coming from the neutral perspective, how do you think would that equate sa kanyang presidency, sa kanyang leadership?
I think I've been listening to a few facts or known facts concerning his story. Like, halimbawa, hindi siya nagwawang-wang. Maaga pa lang pumunta na siya before traffic, before rush hour hits, right? I think it's one example of good management of his personal life and as well as his professional life. Which I see, I think, will be a good benefit to his candidacy as president. He is used to management, he is used to discipline for most of his life. That's what he grew up with, I guess, would be one word, or that what he developed into. So I think those things, management of and discipline of himself, of work, will be one of the things, not all of it, just one of the things that will benefit his presidency.
Isa sa mga sikat na quotes ni Ping Lacson ay ang tama ipaglaban, ang mali labanan. Sabi, what is right must be kept right, what is wrong must be set right. No? Ang tama ipaglaban, ang mali labanan. Makikita natin na unapologetic coach Jess si Senator Ping Lacson in fighting crimes eh. Talagang hahabulin ka niya talaga kung ano ka. At yun yung naging, that's what he's known for sa kanyang service, as sa kanyang stint as the PNP chief, no? Pero again, sabi niya, I think it was John Ortberg who mentioned this sa kanyang book, or it was like some other Christian author, na our temptations are closely related with our strengths. For example, kapag ka, sabi niyang example, kapag ka magaling kang magsalita, like strength ang speaking, isa sa mga nilalaban mong temptation ay yung kagustuhang magkwento ng lahat, na hindi ka sinispill mo lahat ng secret, sinispill mo lahat ng ano. So parang medyo nagiging in a way nagtetend to side sa gossip side, dahil yung ang strength mo ay speaking. Or kapag ka ang strength mo ay reflection and introspection, parang ang isa sa mga things that you are battling ay yung withdrawing from the world. So parang dahil isa sa strengths ni Ping ay talagang his discipline and integrity. Alam mo yun, baka alam mo yun, unredeemed, or if it went over bounds, isa sa mga isa sa mga pwedeng, ay kaya nga that's what people are accusing him, ay yung kanyang rigidity and super strict compliance. Na kapag ka hindi ka nag-comply, GG ka talaga, hindi pwede. So, how do you think, Coach Jess, would that parang affect the presidency? Parang, is it safe to compromise yung ganong tendencies just for the values of discipline and integrity?
Is it safe to compromise?
Mm-hmm. Yung ganong tendencies like absolute compliance and rigidity and capital punishment, although hindi naman yun, capital punishment, for the sake of discipline.
That's a difficult question.
or do you agree with those? Yeah. Kayo mga kakwentuhan, kumusta habang nag-iisip si Coach Jess? Are you agreeing sa brand of leadership ni Senator Ping Lacson? Kasi si Senator Ping ay top cop, sabi nga, 'di ba? Top cop talaga siya, talagang a very stellar police, no? So, would you agree with that? Maganda bang part yun ng ating, maganda bang, kumbaga eh, values yun ng ating chief executive ng bansa? Yung ganunong discipline and prudence. Pero, at the same time, may tendency for, hindi mo masasabing, para ba, pwedeng dictatorial, maybe, in a way. Pero not that heavy. Sige, Coach Jess.
I'm just thinking, discipline, prudence, integrity, it's a good thing. I think that's beautiful to find in a leader. But I guess it could be a double-edged sword. Parang ganon. It's hard to say. I mean, I agree with discipline, with prudence, with integrity. But I do disagree with, you know, absolute compliance to the point na wala kang sabi talaga, or that there's capital punishment. I mean, that's my observation na nakikita ko. There's a possibility for things to go wrong talaga eh. Or I mean, for things to turn into something that we did not expect it to go.
True yan.
It's I'm trying to answer this safely, you know, but it's indeed difficult because I cannot say what is gonna happen in the future. Hindi ko alam. For all I know, it could develop into something good or it could develop into something bad. But kaya I think it's important to really get to know your candidates.
To really
look into them, to understand them. Kasi having done your own research, having made a good foundation concerning your candidate will help you to answer these questions. Na worth it ba to compromise this possibility because of the good things that I have seen in this person. Or maybe there are a few things na kailangan talaga i-consider na okay, this is not worth compromising on. Maybe I should consider someone else. But assuming you still do your part in knowing the candidate. So it has its good and it's like a double-edged sword talaga eh. It could develop into something good. A sword can protect, but it can also cut. The point is, you know how to use that sword. Meaning, I'm not sure if my metaphor will be understood the way I'm trying to bring it out. But my point basically is, choose wisely and do your research. Know what they stand for, know what you stand for, and know what you are willing to compromise on and not.
All right. Yeah. So that's it, mga kwento, no? I mean that's it for Senator Ping Lacson. Kapag ka we're looking at Pacquiao, it's more Pacquiao is standing is siding with, again, sabi ko kanina, perseverance and compassion and stuff like that. Kasi coming siya from poverty, so he wants to change. Eh, kanyang magiging brand of leadership is that he wants to change. Parang basically uplift ang buhay ng ating mamamayan. And he's just coming from that sheer authenticity and sincerity in leading. No? So, never mind the kay Senator Manny ha, sa kanyang nagiging brand. Never mind the incompetence. Never mind the education. Never mind this and that. What I want is for the Filipino people of their lives to be better. Ganon kay Manny Pacquiao. Kay Senator Ping naman, mga kwentuhan, on the other hand, ay alam ko kung anong dapat kong gawin at alam ko kung paano idisiplina at ganito ko gagawin yon. Yon, ganun siya ka unfazed sa kanyang leadership, no? Pero again, as we have mentioned, that if things went wrong, that could lead to the necessity for absolute compliance. The atawag mo doon, rejection of individual rights. Pero again, everything has its pros and cons. Senator Ping, ganon. No. Kay Senator Ping.
So ganon. my comment. I'm not sure if it's a comment or I mean parang siyang either it's a question to think upon. I'm not sure if we're supposed to answer it. Pero ito yung comment ni JM ulit. Last comment po, brownout na naman. Regarding sa strict compliance with the law. Isn't that the suitable thing to do po? Pero diba, there are laws we cannot follow. Maybe not right now, but in the future. Especially when it comes to compromising our belief, right? Well, what do you think, Ford?
Yeah, I think JM is referring to to what we have mentioned about Senator Ping kanina, na yung kanyang downside, we might call it, ay yung kanyang strict imposition ng laws, di ba? And that's true, JM, na talagang laws have to be followed. They have to be strictly followed. I mean, sabi nga eh, jura lex sed lex, the law is harsh. The law may be harsh, but that is the law. Sabi daw ganyan. Parang isang like common adage. Pero totoo yun. But what we're trying to say here is that if things go wrong, that, I mean, kailangan nating tandaan that laws are made for the good of people and not for the sake of law. Diba? Parang sa, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for Sabbath. And the Sabbath was made for the good of man and not man for Sabbath. Parang, laws are made for the sake of people and not for the sake of legislation or the sake of law as a law.
Siguro we can take traffic laws for one. Example lang. We have traffic laws, just to reiterate what Ford said. We have traffic laws, not just to put on traffic laws, you know, just for the sake of having laws. It's for the protection of those who drive vehicles, who are on the road.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason we have traffic laws. It's for the protection of everyone. So we can maneuver our vehicles on the streets safely. So that when we understand, for example, right of way, alam ko yung mga ganito hindi masyado na-apply dito. Pero let's say, for example, in Netherlands, one mistake could lead to an accident. Forgetting right of way, forgetting certain traffic signs could lead to something bad. And so it's the laws are there, traffic rules, traffic laws are there for the protection of pedestrians, for the protection of bikers. If people follow it, you know, we don't maiiwasan ng mga aksidente. And for the past few, I think for the last week or last week, we have one example, and may God give those families comforts. But one problem I've seen is drunk driving, for example. If people follow the rules of don't drink and drive, then we won't have
the accident would have happened. Accidents wouldn't have happened.
And nakakatakot pag nakakita ka ng ganyan. Last night, pauwi kami galing, Manila, nung nag-ano tayo Ford, no?
Yeah.
There was someone swerving across the road, and me, my brother, and AJ, we were like, this person seems drunk. Kasi, nagsiswerve talaga. And yung una question sa utak ko is, why is this person driving? Right? So, just to reiterate what Ford said, the laws are not just there for show, basically. It's for the good of everyone. So ganun din sa mga sa iba't ibang laws na nasulat ng mga leaders natin that they have implemented. It's not just there for show, it's for the benefit of everyone around us.
Yeah. So JM, that's just a long form to say na laws are made for the benefit of people. So if the laws do not help people anymore, but the government is still making them comply, that doesn't make sense. That would equate, therefore, to dictatorship and fascism. Tulad nung nabanggit natin nung episode 2, na Hitler simply imposed these laws na dapat sundin ng mga tao, claiming that this is for state benefit. This is for state affairs, state welfare. Forgetting the individual rights ng mga tao. Diba? So parang the Nazi party, the Nazi-controlled Germany, were making laws for the sake of laws, for the sake of them, for the sake of their brand on Germany, or the state welfare, forgetting the individual rights. So, ibig sabihin, kaya natin yung sinabi kasi I was mentioning that maybe if things go unchecked, yun yung isa sa mga kumbaga con downside ng isang military style of leadership na hindi, kailangan mo sumunod. Pag hindi sumunod, hindi pwede. Without much consideration. Yun. Binanggit ko lang yun as to consider the context kay Senator Ping Lacson. Pero again, ang binibida natin dito yung kanyang values ng discipline and prudence and integrity. Kasi sobrang halaga nito, hindi dapat push over ang pangulo. No, dapat matibay at matatag. Siguro Coach Jess, we can go sa ating last candidate. Ayan. So kung may comments lang kayo mga kwentuhan, chat nyo lang diyan ha. Pero yes, so we've been kay Senator Manny Pacquiao, as si Senator Manny Pacquiao is coming from a standpoint ng wanting to uplift the quality of life ng mga tao by simply approaching the problem head on, kung saan man niya iyan, no? Basta bibigyan ko, tutulungan ko kayo ng ganito, bibigyan ko kayo ng kailangan nyo para maganyan. So yun, ganun lang ka straightforward. Pero ang isa sa mga bad side nun, isa sa mga questions that will be raised doon, paano mo gagawin yun? Paano ganyan? Paano mo gagawin yun without a concrete plan? So that's kay Manny Pacquiao. Kay Senator Ping Lacson, discipline, integrity, and prudence talaga yung magiging brand ng leadership niya. And he's been always like that. Talagang uncompromising, unapologetic pagdating sa ginagawa niya to fight crimes. So that's very important in the Philippine presidency. Pero the question there is, what if individual rights have to be held higher than that? Yun, what would happen? We're going on to our last candidate for tonight, and that is Kalyodi de Guzman. Okay, Kalyodi de Guzman. Si Kalyodi de Guzman ang isa sa mga isa sa mga interesting talaga na candidates natin dito. Kasi Coach Jess, isa siya sa siya lang yung tanging candidate sa lineup natin na i-discuss natin for episode 3 and 4 na hindi politiko. Na hindi naging politiko. I mean, he's run for office pero hindi siya nanalo. So, hindi siya like naging politiko. Talaga. And Kalyodi de Guzman is a labor leader and activist. Yan. He's known to advocate and fight for rights ng mga manggagawa. Diba ang sinisigaw niya at ng kanyang partido Lakas ng Masa ay manggagawa naman. Manggagawa naman. So si Kalyodi, ang kanyang childhood and education, siya ay pinanganak sa Oriental Mindoro noong 1948 din. Ah, matanda na pa siya. Oh, if I'm not mistaken, tama. Basta siya ay born in Oriental Mindoro. And he finished his degree sa Philippine Maritime Institute. Ang kanyang tinapos ay Customs Administration. Pero since then, ito yung fascinating Coach Jess kay Kalyodi. He's never worked for capitalist like businessmen. He's been always fighting for the workers' rights. He's always been a labor leader and an activist. I mean, for all his life since the Ninoy assassination daw, as I've seen sa source natin, he's joined rallies and advocacies and activism basically all his life. At talagang he's been lobbying for workers' rights. He's been lobbying for the rights, for the benefits ng mga manggagawa. Kasi nakita niya na dehado or at a disadvantage ang mga workers. Kalyodi has, again, sinabi natin kanina, has never been in a public office, kaya wala siyang legislative accomplishments, pero he has always pushed for that. Yung kanyang coalition na sinasalihan, that's what they've been doing, Coach Jess, for basically practically all their life. Talagang they have been pushing for workers' rights. They have been pushing for income equality and minimum wage to for it to go higher. Ang sinisigaw niya talaga, manggagawa naman. He has been a labor leader most of his life. So, ang values niya ay laging nasa welfare ng mga tao. He tends to be anti-capitalist talaga. Ano naman, Coach Jess, yung mga ina-accuse sa kanya ng mga tao? Isa sa mga ina-accuse sa kanya ng mga tao dahil sobrang ano eh, sobrang workers' rights, sobrang for the masses, Coach Jess. Sabi ng mga tao, hindi ba parang communist sounding ka? hindi ba parang you side with communism? Specifically, and especially yung militant group na NPA, no? So, paano kapag ka naupo ka, baka bigyan mo silang pabor dahil they side with your mass welfare agenda. And kasi makikita natin na Philippines like America and other countries in Southeast Asia sides more with the capitalist model ng type of living, eh, di ba? Like businesses and like ownership of things. So I mean, people are accusing Kualyo din ng hindi ba pag naging pangulo ka eh gagawin mong komunista ang bansa. So yun, that's one thing kasi medyo socialist leaning si Kualyo di. So yun yung mga inaakusa sa kanya. And one type again ng socialist government na makikita natin like socialist country sa buong mundo. And people it's hard. I mean, the life is hard there. Yeah, go ahead.
Nag-stop yung live natin.
Ah? Really? I don't think. It's going.
It's ongoing?
Yeah.
Joke lang, mga kakwentuhan.
Kasi it's like live eh. Okay.
Nag-notice false sa alarm. Akin eh. It ended.
Really? It ended?
Oo.
Really?
Nagulat ako.
Okay, it's a Frank, mga kakwentuhan. It's a Frank. Frank buhay lang, yeah. Frank. Buhay na buhay pa tayo. Okay. Yon, Coach. So basically, as I was saying, si Kualyo D has been fighting really for laborers, for workers' welfare, for the fair treatment nila all his life. And yun din yung nagiging accusation sa kanya. Na baka hoy, baka socialist siding ka. Na baka hoy, gagawin mo socialist ang bansang Pilipinas, baka gagawin mo or even worse communist, 'di ba? Ito yung isa sa mga medyo mahirap i-balance si Coach Jess in the political discussion na yeah, we can lobby all day long for the workers' rights. Pero paano pag maging Marxist siding tayo, 'di ba? Na it's just a perpetual cycle of dethroning of the ruling class and then pagpasok ulit ng mga ng party and then ganun ulit until we reach utopia. So how do you think, Coach Jess, ikaw like ano yun, as a neutral like role ngayon, what do you feel about that?
I don't know what to feel.
But honestly, yeah.
Kasi, diba,
yeah,
kasi,
it's really hard to answer, yeah. Because mas nakita ko si, I have some exposure with Manny Pacquiao and Ping Lacson eh. Because when I scroll through social media or when I see the news, they're there. But Kualyo D, for example, since I personally haven't heard of him. Ngayon pa lang eh.
Ah, okay.
Ngayon pa lang. So, it will be difficult. I think. It will be difficult for the country if that possibility came. If that possibility actually happened. Naging communist nga. Naging
socialist siding.
Pero hindi ko naman sinasabi na I'm just saying it what we're discussing basically it's a possibility of happening because of some of the accusations given.
Mm-mm. Kasi basically, mga kwentuhan, ang gustong gawin ni Caliodi is overhaul eh. Talagang basically overhaul the, ano eh, the entire political system eh. Talagang position it to be more giving favor to the masses than to the businessmen, than to the investors, than to the capitalists. It's more,
so basically anti-capitalism talaga siya.
He's basically anti-capitalism talaga siya. Oo, basically anti-capitalism. Si Caliodi, you know, kasi ang mas gusto niya ay yung welfare ng mga workers. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Ang kasi, ang nangyayari ngayon, di ba, laging sinasabi natin at yung mga, yung Marxist sentiments nga ng, it's simply the upper class who are ruling, di ba? Tapos yung mga nasa laylayan, wala. Walang nangyayari sa kanila. Pero basically, Caliodi is lobbying for that, for workers' rights, for income equality, for security, no? But again, yun lang yung isa sa mga accusations sa kanya na, hey, maybe you're going over the line, na baka in your desire to prioritize the welfare of the masses, baka matransform mo kahit unconsciously agad-agad mapapuntang mm-hmm. komunismo, di ba? Papuntang Marxist socialist. Yan.
And it's so, an understandable accusation.
But
I think there is not much really that we can base it on.
Kasi it's pure speculation eh. Oo,
exactly, because it's just pure speculation, because I understand where he's coming from. He's considering the people, and maybe not in the same way as Pacquiao. Maybe not in the same way as Pacquiao, but he is in it for the people who, I guess, are highly affected by society the way things are run right now. So I see it as something that's based on mere speculation, understandable speculation, but. We cannot judge the main motive behind it, but it's still speculation. For the fact that he hasn't been politically active like other candidates, you know, where there's nothing, there's not a track record that we can base it on. So, I think that's where we might find a balance. We cannot be swayed by mere speculation. Valid naman yung speculation eh, yung accusation na binibigay. It's valid. It's a possibility. Mm-mm. Pero yun nga, based on mere speculation. And we cannot base our decisions on that. For all we know, he could be sincere about what he stands for the mass population. Tama ba?
For the mass population. True. So, ayun, ang nag-comment dito si Papa, no, sabi niya, okay naman.
Kanina ko pa inisip, Tito Val.
Okay, good.
Comment siya for exactly what? Para okay naman.
Okay na yan, mabuti yan. Pero yun, mga kawintuhan, that's Caliodi basically, no? Si Caliodi ay always lobbying for workers' welfare. At it's really impressive kasi iuuna niya yung manggagawa naman. Again, yun nga lang, baka in the passionate desire to always, I mean, prioritize that, na ma-overlook yung mga good side with the good stuff that's happening with having investors and having businessmen. Baka ma-overlook yun at madirela naman all throughout yung magiging state ng bansa. Diba? Pero basically yun guys. Si Caliodi is always pushing for the welfare of the masses. Priority of the masses. Manggagawa naman. Diba? And against ultra capitalism. So, Coach Jess, siguro in wrapping up, as coming in here to this conversation with a fresh mindset, with I would say a tabula rasa, a clean slate. how maybe you can help us kumbaga summarize the candidates from Senator Pacquiao, Senator Ping to Caliotti as what you have taken away. Yeah,
what I have taken away,
well, they all definitely have their individual reasons and motivations to run. The one common ground that I see is that there is a concern for the Filipino people, right? But it's their platforms, what they aim to do, that differ a bit.
That differ.
And it's how they will approach their presidency, how they will manage their administration, that will really show what those differences are. But if there's one takeaway talaga, it's know your candidates.
Okay,
kaya natin to ginagawa, though it's not extensive, it's I think enough to consider a conversation concerning each candidate na pwede natin tingnan. Know your candidates, do your research. What we've done was I think the tip of the iceberg palang, because
yeah,
there definitely is more. I mean, to discuss three candidates in the span of what, almost 2 hours now,
yeah,
1.5 right now, is still not enough, eh. Pero it's enough to poke the mind with na I should know my candidate or the candidates in general more now, what they stand for, what their platforms, how their past might hold in their presidency.
True.
Understandable, there will be questions, negative comments, criticisms concerning how they will run it. But we need to be aware of what's mere speculation and what's, you know, based on their track record, I would say.
True.
One word, vote wisely.
Vote wisely, there we go. pero yun guys, so a quick recap. Pacquiao, we're looking at sincerity and authenticity and the genuineness in helping the people. Pero one question that we can raise, how will you do it? Yeah. Senator Ping, no? We're looking at discipline. Ulitin natin. Hindi ko na-flash yung mga ano eh, mga cards eh. Ulitin natin. Ayan. Senator Manny Pacquiao, we're looking at authenticity and sincerity in serving the people, no? It's talagang no doubt about the wanting to serve and help the people. But the question that we can ask here is, how will you do it? How will you do it? Senator Ping Lacson, we're looking at his brand of leadership as discipline, really prudent, with integrity, talagang uncompromising, unfazed. Pero we also have to look at the angle na, what if individual rights have to be prioritized more than the state welfare? Yan. Caliotti on the last slate, we're seeing his platform to be very mass oriented, very prioritizing the workers, the masses, di ba? And he's fought for this all his life, di ba? Pero one question that we can ask is, what if this tips over to the Marxist communist side? Ayan, di ba? What if it spills over to that? Ayun. So we have tackled, mga kakwentuhan, ang tatlo nating presidential candidates sa gabing to, and it's really good na we've conversed with each other, kaya JM and also all the, kay Lorraine, all the others na nag-comment. It's really it's really nice that you guys are engaged. Pero yun, we've tackled the 3 presidential candidates ngayon. At yun tulad ng sinabi ni Coach Jess, isa lang yan, simple lang, vote wisely. Know your candidates. Alamin natin, alamin nyo guys, kung saan sila nagbumula, saan sila nanggagaling. And for our episode 4, yes, for our episode 4, we're going through the top 3 presidential candidates. Probably the...
isang matinding mabigat na usapan mangyayari next episode.
Yes, yes. So, di ba? Itadiscuss natin si Lenny, si VP Lenny, si BBM, former Senator BBM, at si Mayor Isko. Yes! Itadiscuss natin yung tatlong yon next week sa episode 4. Kasama natin, makakasama natin si Elder Leave Tabo ng Grow Community BGC. He has a good story din tungkol doon. Basta kasama natin siya next week. At pre-namis ni Dem, nakasama din daw siya next week. So, aantabayanin ni Lorraine Dem ha, yung attendance. Yun, no?
Keep track of it.
Pero yun, basically, we'll be having that, no? So, talagang, we'll go through it from their narrative tactfully. Like, saan ang gagaling si VP Lenny sa kanyang campaign? Saan ang gagaling si BBM sa kanyang campaign? Saan ang gagaling si Isko? No? And after that, sa last episode, we'll take a look at how all of what we have talked about can come to a specific converging point para magamit natin yon into our decision in electing an official, one, and second, how will we use all of those in further creating a community of safe space for people to come in? And that's to say, into creating a safe church, di ba? For people with differing beliefs, with different sets of ideologies, but at the same time, loving God, identifying as Christians, di ba? How will we use all of this knowledge that we have? How will we use all of this tactfulness para gumawa ng isang safe church for people? Yun yung 4, episode 5. Di ba? I-wrap around natin yun for that. Pero, yeah. That's basically. So,
kung wala na kayo... 2 episodes na lang pala, no?
Yes. Excited na rin si Lorraine for the next episode. Excited na rin ako for that. Malalaman natin yon.
I can imagine.
Keep your eyes peeled for that, mga kakwentuhan. Thank you for staying. And if you're here, baka pahuling puso na lobat na cellphone ko. Pa-heart naman dyan. Heart natin ng last time so that we know if you guys are there. Thank you for joining us. Ano? Along with our 3 presidential candidates and Coach Jess, this has been Ford, and you're listening to the Source ETC podcast.